Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Daniel, thank you for engineering at GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Jeff Reince, thank you for broadcasting USA Prepares on RenseRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. Ron Gibson, thank you for posting USA Prepares on your Odyssey and BitChute channels on the Internet every day. And Global Star Radio, Todd Waite, thank you for carrying and broadcasting globally USA Prepares on the Global Star Radio Network, Satellite Galaxy 19. Over North America, Central America, Europe, and parts of North Africa. And also for making available the telephone listen line for USA Prepares between the hours of 9 a.m. Central through 11 a.m. Central. And that telephone number is 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. Today with us are two brilliant instructors. We have Dr. Norman Shealy in Missouri, and we have Frank Pacheco in Canada. Welcome, Dr. Shealy.
Hey. Hey, good to be with you.
Hey, Dr. Shealy. It's wonderful to hear your voice. Frank,
I just heard how are you
in the background.
Hi, Dr. Shealy.
Frank, if you have any questions for Dr. Shealy, please feel free to chime in.
Sure.
Dr. Shealy, first of all, we've noticed that people are doing some crazy things. It seems to be increasing at an increasing rate. I'm talking about people being stabbed, random people, multiple people being stabbed by someone who's just gone crazy. I don't want to say berserk because that would be probably an insult to the berserkers. But random stabbings. It happened in Australia twice in the last couple of days. People are being beaten. Road rage is out of control. People are being shot for cutting someone off, even accidentally, on the highways and byways of the United States. There was a Subway sandwich worker who was spit on and attacked by a customer. And then another customer in line waiting for a sandwich saw this and then threw down the attacker and pinned him down until the police came. In the church in Sydney, Australia, there was a stabbing where the bishop or the cardinal was saying services and was stabbed. And the parishioners grabbed this attacker and threw him down. And what's happening is, so there's more violence, but what's happening is more and more of the people who are watching it are not standing by as much. Now they're getting involved in stopping these attackers. Dr. Shealy, do you think that this could be a medical issue? Do you think it could be something related to a virus that's been going around? Could it be medications that people are taking? Could it be related to food, air pollution, water? Do you have any thoughts on what could be causing this increasing rate of attacks, random attacks on people that are unknown to the attackers?
Well, I think basically the most important thing is the jab. so-called preventing infection.
You're saying the jab, you think the jab caused this? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. 2.5 years ago, I had a major stroke after hugging someone who had a heart attack a month earlier after the stroke.
Mm-hmm. And are you saying that that person inadvertently transmitted that virus to you because that person was jabbed? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. And Dr. Shiel, you're a medical doctor. You've been studying medicine, practicing medicine since 1960, right?
Even 30 years before that.
Before that. So you're 90, 92 and a half, and you've been practicing medicine for a long time. You did your internship at Harvard's Massachusetts General Hospital, is that correct?
Well, actually, Duke University. My residency.
Right, that's where you went.
Right.
Okay. So residency was at Harvard's Massachusetts General, and your formal medical study was at Duke University in the Carolinas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shiel, did you get prepared for what's happening in medicine today? Were you prepared for the pandemics? Now, of course, we had the Spanish flu in the early 1900s, but were you prepared for more deaths like that?
Definitely not.
No.
At all.
Mm-hmm. When you were practicing medicine, did you take the Hippocratic Oath?
Yes.
And did that oath teach you and command you not to do harm to your patients?
Yes.
And do you think that what's happening in the medical system is the opposite, or sometimes what's happening in the medical system is the opposite of the Hippocratic Oath?
Definitely.
It's really sad, right?
This
is really sad. Like having an oath of office to protect and defend, and then not doing it and doing the opposite.
Exactly.
Do you have a feel for how we got here, Dr. Shiel? Is it greed?
Yeah, I think the industry has taken over medicine.
When you say the industry, are you talking about the pharmaceutical industry, the drug industry, the implement industry that makes the scalpels and the hand tools, plus the medical devices and the beds with the tilt and lean and raise and lower, and then the machines for the X-rays and the CAT scans and the PET scans and all of that, all of the above? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
How do they do this, Dr. Shiel? Do they bribe the doctors at that level, or do they bribe the top people in the hospital who then tell the doctors what they're going to do, or do they bribe the government? I mean, how does this happen? Or does everybody get bribed, or almost everybody?
All levels.
Yeah.
All levels.
So that brings us back to greed, right?
Yep. I wrote a book called Third Party Rape. Can
you tell us, a thumbnail sketch of your book, Dr. Norman Shiel, Norman Shiel, MD, Third Party Rape. Can you tell us what that's about, Dr. Shiel?
Well, the medical industry started with insurance, so-called. And once you're on the dole, you are out of control. you've lost control.
So are you saying, oh, that's a brilliant statement. So once a, well, I guess we could call it a practicing physician. Let's say it's a one physician, let's say a nurse and a secretary, a small office. Once that practice begins accepting insurance, the control of practicing medicine has been handed away to the insurance company. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And what do they do, Dr. Shealy? Do they tell you what you can and can't do because they're not going to pay for certain procedures that you might think are necessary?
Absolutely.
What might that be, Dr. Shealy? What might they say? No, you've got this patient. You, as a medical doctor, say that this patient needs procedure A, B, and C and x-rays. What might they say to you that would prevent you from practicing medicine and healing this patient? What might they say?
You do it or you lose your license.
You do what? What they say?
You lose your license.
Okay, does that include unnecessary surgery?
Yes.
Wow. What, Dr. Shealy, what might an unnecessary surgery be?
Well, you know, anything to correct something that does not need surgery, it requires palliative therapy.
Okay, I know two people personally. One was my father, and another was a USA Prepares instructor. Both of them were seniors. My dad was involved in a car crash. Guy fell asleep at the wheel, head-on crash. Guy crossed over into my dad's lane, one lane coming, one lane going. There was no place for my dad to go. He went up an embankment to get away from this head-on collision and didn't have enough road to get away from it. He ended up in the hospital. His leg was, one of his legs was shattered in many, many pieces. And the doctor said to me, "We need to cut off his leg." And I said, "Absolutely not. No, you're not cutting off his leg." And so he got therapy, and he was able to use his leg. And it took months, but he was able to use his leg. But that was one case where the hospital said, "We got to cut off his leg." Another case was a USA Prepares instructor, and her name was Sunny, and she was in her 90s, and she got an infection in her legs. Sunny Skidmore, and she's been on the air with us here at USA Prepares. And she owned a radio station in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, which carried USA Prepares. That's how I knew her. And her doctor, she had an infection in her legs, and her doctor said, "We're going to have to cut off your legs." And she resisted and finally submitted and said, "Okay." And she said that was the worst thing that she could have done. She said that on the air. That she really regretted having that done because she couldn't move around. And is that, I'm not asking about that exact case, but is that the kind of situation where maybe the legs could be saved, or the hand, or the arm, or the limb, and they are cut off unnecessarily? Is that a possibility, Dr. Shealy? We'll talk about that more when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Frank's with us. Frank,
do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So maybe just a quick return to the amputation discussion, and then Frank, your questions, please. Dr. Shealy, are you saying that I'm not saying necessarily Sonny Skidmore and my dad, but is that the kind of thing that the insurance company might dictate? Here is what you're going to do; otherwise, you will not receive insurance compensation as a medical professional. Is that what we're talking about?
Part of rape. Mm-hmm. Definitely third party rape.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Shealy, what is the answer? What's the answer to allow the medical doctor to practice medicine in the way he or she thinks is best for the patient? What has to happen?
If Federal Death Administration prevents it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the FDA prevents medical doctors from practicing best practice type medicine? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Wow. Is an example of that your study with drug addicts, where you cured 100% of the drug addicts in your study without any drugs, without any needles, without any surgery, just by pulsed electromagnetic frequencies?
Absolutely. And the FDA tells us we cannot do that.
You cannot use pulsed electromagnetic frequency to treat drug addicts because it works.
Right.
Frank.
Just been 10 cures.
Frank, your thoughts, your questions, please.
Well, my thoughts, Vince, I had to pinch myself to see if it was true that I was in the same radio class as Dr. Shealy. As I've said before, I've admired him for so many years with U.S. Prepares classes. Yeah, myself, Dr. Shealy, I've just been diagnosed with a hip replacement. My doctor says that my hip replacement is bone on bone. And I kind of says, so obviously the cartilage is gone. And I say, is there anything that I can take to regrow my cartilage? And the answer was no. Is that for sure? Is that a definite kind of answer that you can go grow cartilages between bones?
Definitely. At least a second opinion.
You think I should get a second opinion, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I feel the point, and I mean, we did go for an X-ray, and I do see the bone-on-bone kind of situation, but yeah, so I will take your advice and see what else. But going back to the medical system, Vince and Dr. Shealy, in the United States, and it's so difficult in the United States, for example, you have this insurance that kind of control as you and Dr. Shealy were talking about. Well, you know, in Canada, we have universal health, but like, without my second opinion right now, I've been given a date 12 months from now. If I go ahead with this hip replacement, so I don't know. It's really something quite, I guess, awful in this medical system, one way or another. I don't know which one it would be the best.
At least a second, a third opinion.
And what, Dr. Shealy, yeah, have you ever used glucosamine and chondroitin combined with gelatin to help alleviate the pain and possibly rebuild cartilage?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, I have taken glucosamine, but I don't know what it, I can't see what it's doing there. But I will write that down afterwards. And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can address this a little bit, not as a doctor, but just as someone who has used it. Glucosamine and chondroitin with MSM, that's what I take, and gelatin. And it seems that with the gelatin, it works way better. It's like it's a catalyst for the gelatin to reapply to the bone. Dr. Shealy, is that possible, or am I nuts?
Absolutely possible. And EMDR would assist the process.
What is that, Dr. Shealy?
The electromagnetic frequency.
Okay, PEMF. All right, Dr. Shealy, this is great.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue an upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches and the refineries transition to the more costly summer gas blend.
Drug shortages have reached an all-time high in the U.S. During the first 3 months of 2024, there were 323 active medication shortages. Some of the most concerning involved generic injectable medications, including cancer chemotherapy drugs and emergency medications stored in hospital crash carts and procedural areas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. How's Dr. Norm Shealy? And, class, please don't believe anything that I say. Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. And do your own research and make up your own mind. Now, when I chimed in with Dr. Shealy and Frank was talking about a hip replacement, I wasn't speaking on opinion. I was speaking about fact. And I have been taking a glucosamine and chondroitin with MSM for probably 30 years, three decades. And what it does, it works, but it really works well for me. Now, this is just me. Okay. This is not me saying it's going to. It's 100%. I'm not saying it's a panacea. I'm not saying it's a miracle. But what it does for me is it works, and it stops the pain, and the cartilage is way better. But you need to have the cartilage in order to rebuild the cartilage. So if you have gelatin and glucosamine and chondroitin, they work synergistically to rebuild cartilage. And so what is that? That'd be like chicken bones. You know, my mother used to make a broth with chicken bones. And you can take Knox gelatin, K-N-O-X, I believe it's spelled, and take that. You can eat Jell-O. Of course, Jell-O has all kinds of wonderful additives like blue and green and yellow and, you know, that you don't need. But Knox gelatin is like Jell-O without the sugar and without the colors. For me, it absolutely positively works. Mm. And everyone that I've told about this, everyone, it worked for almost everyone. It did not work for the people who didn't try it. But it did work for everyone who did try it. And the other thing that I take, which really works well, and this may sound untrue, but don't believe me, cod liver oil in gelatin capsules.
Mm.
One a day. Now, what it does for me is it lubricates the joints. And I've met people who had really, really serious rheumatoid arthritis. I'm talking about decades and decades ago. Because I've been on cod liver oil for probably darn close to 60 years. 60. So it's not something like I just tried yesterday. And this was the kind of thing where we had some ducks, three ducks, Huey, Louie, and Dewey, in the backyard when I lived in the East Coast and I was, you know, 10 years old. And they got, it was really cold out, and their legs stopped working. And their legs got really cold, and they didn't work. These ducks couldn't move. And my mom was listening to a gentleman on the radio from Fairleigh Dickinson University. He was broadcasting on a really large radio station. His name was Dr. Carlton Fredericks. Dr. Sheely knew of him. And he was a nutrition expert. And he used to talk about cod liver oil. And he talked about many of the things that Dr. Sheely also recommends. And so my mom gave our ducks cod liver oil. And they started walking again. So there's another guy on the radio. His name is Dale Alexander. And he named himself the Cod, C-O-D, father, the Cod father. And he was extolling the virtues of cod liver oil as well. And it's great stuff. And except it tastes terrible. I mean, I asked Dr. Sheely about it. What do you think about cod liver oil, Dr. Sheely? Tastes terrible. And it does. But you can get it in gelatin capsules. And you can swallow them. And you may burp. And you'll think you just, you know, had a fish dinner. But it works for me. So I'm not going to suggest that y'all follow in my footsteps. And we don't have any advertisers here, class, so I can say whatever I want until we get fired, right? But it's not like there's anyone who's saying, yeah, keep up the cod liver oil because, you know, we'll keep sending you those checks. We don't get any compensation from anyone. We are all volunteers here. Nobody gets paid. Including me. So, Frank, that's what I do. Glucosamine and chondroitin with gelatin and cod liver oil. And
well, surgery, you can be sure I'll be listening to this class.
Oh, yeah. And you know, Frank, surgery, is not reversible. If they cut it out, it's really hard to put it back.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
That's for sure. Yep. Well,
I just decided to share that with you. You know, these are the kind of things that will get us thrown off the radio, talking about, you know, things that help people like this. Because, as Dr. Shealy said, there are powers that are in control that really don't want us doing these kinds of things. Because it's not like glucosamine is free. It's like $30, 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Cod liver oil, it's not free. It's like $3 or $4
mm-hmm.
for, you know, a couple months' supply. So it's almost free. Frank, I had a couple thoughts. Did you want to ask me anything about glucosamine, chondroitin, cod liver oil from my perspective?
No, to be honest with you, I love cod liver oil. I used to take it as a child. Mm-hmm. It's a certain vibe. Then I kind of laughed at so I have no problems with the taste. I love being Portuguese background. You know, fish mm-hmm. is our thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's that. And as I said, I obviously I'm talking to you right now. So, but I will definitely be listening to this program later on and writing it down, all the things that you've said. But believe it or not, and class don't believe this, I asked our doctor what would have caused me, especially on my left, right hip. He says, because I do a lot of traveling and because I carry a wallet, that was what caused the cartilage to run away. Is that true? Is that not? I'm not sure. The unfortunate thing, no. I even if I wanted to, because it is kind of painful. My wallet now goes to the other side, so I don't know. I don't. As I said to my wife, Kathy Laird, it would be nice if a man could carry a purse to carry a wallet, but I don't know if that's true.
Well, Frank, I believe it is true.
It is.
I believe. Yeah, because you know it used to be that a wallet was kind of thin, and you'd have some notes in you know colored pieces of paper that had numbers on them, and then it was credit cards, and then it was identification, then it was more and more credit cards and more identification, and pretty soon the wallet got thicker and thicker and thicker, and then you'd sit sideways, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the wallet. I don't carry a wallet. I do not carry a wallet. Now, I'm sure I could find one somewhere that's, you know, maybe 40 years old that I haven't used for a long, long time. And so I don't have one. What I will do if I'm traveling, which isn't very often, I will have a few credit cards and a few Federal Reserve notes in my pocket, but it's not thick. It's not thick. Mm-hmm. And I don't normally have those in my pocket. But then again, I don't travel very much. But if I do, mm-hmm. I go to Sam's Club or mm-hmm. For a medical checkup or something like that, I'll bring the minimum amount, the absolute minimum. But that is true that it messes up your seating position and puts unnecessary wear on one side or the other. Now, wow. Dr. Shealy mentioned that the pulse electromagnetic frequency device. I lent mine to a guy, and he had hip problems, excruciating pain, and he was going to have hip surgery. And I said, whoa, before you do that, just try this. It's not like you're going to be sticking yourself. It's not like there's any pain involved with a pulse electromagnetic frequency device, and it works. As a matter of fact, I can't get it back. Now, and it's not the first one that I've lent out that I can't get back. Now, I get them back. I've lent the same unit out to different people, and I have been able to get them back. But those are the people who say they don't work. That doesn't work. Really? It doesn't work? You sure it doesn't work? Yeah, it doesn't work. Did you try it? No. Oh. Well, I guess that's why it didn't work. It doesn't work if you don't plug it in. It doesn't work if you don't take it out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, it absolutely works. Mrs. Finelli sleeps with hers. I sleep with mine. And, actually, I get it from the front and the back. So, if she's hugging me, I get it from my back because it's on her chest. And I also get it from mine. It's on my chest. And then if we rotate and turn 180 degrees. You know, she gets in the back and the front, and I just get it in the, yeah. So anyway, we use it roughly 8 hours a day, 7-8 hours a day. So you might want to consider this, and I can talk with Dr. Sergey and Dr. Norm Sheely and see, you know, off air what they think as well. But everybody, like Lou Cassidy, uses his all the time. Kathy, Rich Sheban. It's not like we, if they didn't work, we certainly wouldn't use them because it, you know, it's a cord. It's like sleeping with an antenna, you know, in the bed. I mean, it's certainly more comfortable not to sleep with it. But because it works, we do sleep with it. And that's, so it helps Rich, it helps Kathy, it helped her dog, it helps our dogs, helps us. And when I go to visit Dr. Sheely, 100% of the time when I go to see Dr. Sheely, he has his around his neck. He's, you know, he's using it around his neck. And when I see Dr. Sergey, or when Sergey comes to our house, he's got one, it's battery powered, he's got a holster, and it's around his neck. So it's not like these guys say one thing and do another.
Mm-hmm.
They actually use it. So, Frank, I wanted to mention something that I think 5-minute university lesson is only very, very brief. We have a rotary brand lift, and it puts automobiles up in the air. It's, you know, if you go to have your oil changed, it's that kind of lift. And we bought it 19 years ago, and we installed it here at the farm. And the hoses are rubber hoses, and one of the hoses is about 28 feet long. And there's another hose that's a little shorter than that, but not much. And they started seeping. So the manual said you can use either hydraulic fluid, you know, that you'd use in a tractor, or you could use automatic transmission fluid. Either one. And we'll work with this lift. And the hoses say, imprinted on the hoses, designed in Italy, made in China. And after a couple of years, like 2 or 3 years, the hoses started seeping. Oil was seeping out of them like a garden soaker hose. Now, here's the point I'm trying to make. So I got them replaced. Same thing happened with the designed in Italy, manufactured in China hoses. The point I'm making is automatic transmission fluid eats certain kinds of rubber. So depending on what you're doing, if you're going to oil something with transmission fluid or use transmission fluid, make sure the seals can handle it, or the hose can handle it, or the rubber can handle it.
EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So what I was saying about the automatic transmission fluid is there are chemicals in it that will eat certain kinds of rubber. And so if you have rubber hoses and you want to replace the automatic transmission lines in your car with rubber hoses, and they look just like the fuel line hoses, they're different. So the rubber that is used in automatic with automatic transmission fluid is different. So you have to specify if you're going to buy replacement hoses, you know, length of hose that you just cut and slip on the ends of metal lines. You want to make sure that it's ready for automatic transmission fluid if that's what you're going to use it for. And if you save used oil and use it as a lubricant, like around the farm, and there are rubber products that will be in contact with that used oil, automatic transmission fluid is probably not what you should use. You could use used engine oil, but not used automatic transmission fluid around rubber parts. Now, if it's not around rubber parts, automatic transmission fluid works fine for us. So that was one of the things I wanted to share with the class, Frank. Back to you.
That's great. Good, Dan. And loving to listen with you and Kathy, our domestic engineer. You beat GE's toll by figuring out how to get those pins out.
Well, Frank,
you may want to explain to the class for some of the ones that you ended up having to get a new board for your stove. And
Okay, so class, we fixed a stove here at the farmhouse, a General Electric profile stove, 19 years old. And I was livid. I mean, 19 years and this thing gives up? I mean, really? So I was determined to figure it out, and I believe I have it down to one of the relays that has failed. And Lou said, hey, get me the number, and I'll send you. I've got lots of relays. And so I said, well, that's great. Let me absolutely prove which relay it is. And I can do that by testing the relay on the board and off the board. But in the meantime, I decided to get this complete board for $140 shipped on eBay. It was someone who had it and didn't want it, and it was about half price from what the the internet sales sites would sell a new one for. And that was new. It was just in an open box.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in, and what I found out was that the terminals that I was trying to take off, these are spade terminals. You've all seen these, mm-hmm. class. They are push-on type terminal connectors. They're connected to a wire on, and this push-on connector. But I couldn't get them off the old board. They would not come off. They are actually designed not to come off, and which might be a good thing unless you want to take, replace the board. So I literally cut the insulation off the around the terminals, and cut it with what's called flush cutters. Now, flush cutters are diagonal cutters, but they're more like surgical instruments than they are like heavy duty. Wire cutters. So they're designed to cut very, very close. Kind of like you could cut as close as a nail clipper would cut, but they're on a diagonal. And they're called flush cutters. And they're not heavy duty. They're kind of a light duty, but they're precision. And so I cut the terminal plastic insulators off, and I slid the insulators off. And then I realized I could push the lock that locks this terminal in place. I could push it with a fine point, kind of like a metal number two pencil tip. And that would be the description of it. And I was able to get the terminals off. And then I reused the insulators that I cut off, because I cut them off in such a way I could reuse them. But, Frankie, here's what I think is happening. You're not supposed to get these things apart. And if a person bought a new board and they bought a new wiring harness, they'd be all set. But without buying a new wiring harness, they would have the same problem that I had. But you found another way of doing it, right?
Well, I know about the spades, and I've seen them quite a bit in electrical components, because for our class, there is, when electricity, there's that 60 hertz hum. And I know you may not believe me, but it's true. That 60 hertz hum can actually loosen things. And as a golden nugget for our students, if you still have fuses as your electrical panel, I recommend that you go and tighten all of them, and you'll be unpleasantly surprised how many are needed a quarter or a half a turn, because that's really caused by that little vibration of that 60 hertz. And in the panel, what usually happens is that fuse kind of starts making itself loose. The space between the fuse and the connector starts to get a little bit spaced out. Then they start to heat up, and then they start to melt. So the nice little golden nugget, if you're still on the old-fashioned, and I'm sure a lot of our students still are, fuse panel. But if you have a breaker, that's not the case.
Yeah. Right. There's nothing wrong with fuse panels.
As a matter of fact,
they're probably, although they're a nuisance when the fuse blows, they're probably a better way to go than a circuit breaker. They're really fast. They work all the time if they're designed and manufactured properly. And why don't we talk just a little bit about that when we come back? Because that was something that I was going to mention. I've got some Chinese fuses, glass fuses, and they don't fit the American fuse holders. They're 10% smaller, which is great, except they don't work because they don't fit. And let's talk about that.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.